Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Tim Aldred, after the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, The Cosmic Philosopher, Block Talk Radio, and author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, My Never a Sinner. Good to be here today, and I hope that you're fine. And on this other edition, we're going to like get into some more of and good for the people who like to hear it, and, you know, and it's another day. I'm always find it necessary to be available to share the things that, you know, most people don't want to bother with, because there's too many preoccupations that already bought them out. And to change from the condition of the world you're born and raised up in, that's not an easy thing to do. But I am someone who happens to have sensitivity to what is going on in the past and in the present. And when I see what has transpired and how things are being organized and run between the races, and the more I read and comprehend the difference between BC era and AD Adadamani era, I want to burst like a balloon. Because the more I appreciate what the information I am reading in history, prehistory, before the flood, and the arrangement of government administration, what really exists in prime time, civilized people, in the civilized era, BCE, before what they call Christ. It's a shame when we are entrapped into using this calendar. We are trapped, over the past 2,000 years. African people are trapped under AD Anadamani. When we are under imposition to suffer by what is called AD Anadamani, we are suffering from that. We are put under bondage because of AD Anadamani. That doesn't mean anything that exists. AD Anadamani doesn't exist as an anthropic thing, as something valid of history. It's not the case. When I grew up, I didn't know nothing like that because I was not even reading. So when I did learn to read to an appreciable level to understand issues and to, appreciate or not appreciate certain issues, I began to be affected by things I read because it's new to me, strange to me, sounding prosperous at all, right? So I just happen to be someone who take offense to that. I must. Why shouldn't I? When I see the type of people there, Homo erectus, offspring, take over the world. And I am African. History is telling me that I am an hybrid. What does that mean? The history is there that tells us. We are not able to access the prehistory. That is something we should be affected by as children in the home. Our parents should affect us with that understanding. But that's not so under the AD Anadamani generation. And because these things happen way back in ages gone, we grow up into a different atmosphere, the church atmosphere. And I haven't heard anybody complain about the church. Somebody may complain about some things, but not the proper church. Because everybody revere the message of the church about Adam and Eve. And therefore, psychologically, we are by what I would consider to be a false identity of what we are taught. Because what we are taught is something that brings us down to the white people level of existence. What is the white people level of existence? The meaning of the word sodomite, talking about people who have sex, honor sex, and follow sex, oral sex, right? So honor sex and other unacceptable form of sex don't belong to procreation at all. All right. Now, when I realized that white people are 100%, they call themselves homosexual or gay or whatever else. It's a whole list of things these people are called that are, you know, slimy, nasty, stink stuff, immoral, unlawful, and a whole lot, them apart. You see? They are at the deepest depth of ignorant darkness. White people. Right as you see them, as I am speaking right now. Because their level, their psychological view of the world around them, is not different from the birds and other animals. They don't have a spiritual enlightenment. And guess what? You are not a civilized person if you don't have spiritual enlightenment. This is what the history, not the Bible, says about civilized people. The gods came to earth thousands of years ago to usher, not to, they came to earth thousands of years ago. Their mission, harvest gold and process gold, and send it off to their homeland where they came from. You know, it's a picture like they would say they went to the moon, right? And so you picture about they go to the moon. Well, if that is true, that's fine. But what if it is not true? You would believe that they went to the moon, right? The picture I'm drawing here, or the contrast I'm making here, is that, or comparison that I'm making, is that saying they go to the moon is like the gods migrate to Earth. All right. Now, not until we are technologically wise before we would dismiss. If you see what I'm saying? Why I cannot dismiss that they went up to the moon, understanding that, you know, they could definitely stage this thing, and don't go so. They, you know, it is feasible as far as I can see. But because I don't know enough about that, I cannot say that they never go. But there are people who do. All right, but you see my position. I'm neither here or there with it because I don't know, right? Now, are you going to say I'm stupid because I say I don't know? If I don't know, how can I be stupid to say I don't know? I'm stupid for something else. What I'm trying to say to you, because we grew up in the church, when now we are faced with, what I'm calling it now, E.T. or, you know, what it's called, extraterrestrial. No, you know, I say, hey, what are you talking about? We used to Adam and Eve in the garden, you know. We used to Adam and Eve in the garden. So, no, when we are hearing this thing about extraterrestrial came to Earth and harvesting gold, what? That's far-fetched. You see what I mean? This is the problem we have here today, is getting to know what is truth. And there is no if or but. There is truth about our existence. You know, why not can you ask this? You know, I mean, it's absurd. But what I'm trying to say, look at what has happened to our brain, cerebrum, and cerebellum. Look at what happened to it because we are raised up under the Sodomite Bible, Adam and Eve, and we don't know any better. And look, I'm looking at the amount of things that they have done to inundate civilized people and into the concept of Adam and Eve in a garden on a talking serpent. Do you know that these African people over the past, say, 2,000 years have dedicated their lives to be like black people? I'm not joking. I go online, I was doing the research and looking for certain information, and I run into a link on a page where a whole lot of information is on there. And it is, I'm seeing all the sophisticated arrangement pictures. They are like, when it comes to angels, you know, they have angels. They have, you know, like Jesus and his disciples and like picture of Jerusalem and all this kind of fashion. Why these white people do that? An issue that only concerns the existence of the black people or the hybrid people, because we are not black people, really, right? But we are broken into saying things that we would not normally say. So what I'm trying to say to you now, why is it, look and see how damaged we are, that no, you don't hear nobody is harping and going on like, say, no, it is far-fetched to think that they go up on the moon. Nobody not. I mean, there may be some little people, but not at large, you know. Nobody's not after that, like, you know, they talk about the flat earth and all them kind of things. So what I'm saying to you is that we have grown up under this culture that they actually fictionalize. And in so doing, they brought themselves into a status, a human status, no belong to them. Don't belong to them. To the point where they come as far as say they're ruling over African people. I want to go up. You hear me? Because there's nothing about what these white people are doing and saying that's true. I can prove it. I can prove it. The white people, they are identified as Proto-Indo-European. And I'm saying to you, what these people represent is, in the most appropriate word, criminals.
from the top of what they call government down to the those who are running into the capital and killing people and stuff like that. These people are criminals. When they talk about the White House, oh God, and everybody, black people, everybody buying to the White House, and these white people have a human status quo that is false. False. Because they get to like call themselves by name and title that they say a black people title. They don't do anything that to elevate them are positive. They don't do it under their PN, cultural identification. They do it under the polytheistic people that they don't have anything to do with. You know that. Look at the characters in the Bible and see, are they European, except when they're talking about the invasion of Palestine and the role that the Romans play. And considering that there is no Roman, the name Roman and Africa, no black people, no opposed that they were Romans. And they were never a Genghis Roman. Not even a Genghis Roman. These white people, what they're saying they are, they have never been. So when you talk about laws that we are living under, we are not living under any law. That is real, authentic law. It were real, it wouldn't be called a D and a Domini. It would not. These white people are more adversarial to the African people than African people know. Because one of the thing is, black people don't read with good sense. When I say good sense, I don't say they don't read with without sense. That's not what I'm saying. Because if you're reading a Bible that is telling about Adam and Eve that never exists, but since you believe it, you can't change venue. You have to stick with it. And your venue is a sodomite, fictional stuff about Adam and Eve. Nothing don't go so like a Adam and Eve. And you're buried into believing it like it's true. And you can't come out, you cannot change the venue of, you cannot change Bible venue to historic venue. So therefore, you're locked down, you'll never go anywhere. You're going to be dead, an idiot, because nothing don't go so about Adam and Eve in a garden. And nobody's going to change that because you believe it. Without any kind of evidence. You don't want no evidence. You think after you're dead, you will be in the street by and by. And people going to go to hell. That's what you think. Now, that's what I thought too. I grew up with that. It's reading that caused me to abandon the whole thing. And after that, begin to learn more and more and more. And here am I today. If you can find that I am mentally ill, I would appreciate some help with that. If you think I'm crazy. But here I am pointing out that we, can't you see? We accept that white men go up to the moon. And without disputing it, why is it that anything these sodomites do under AD and Adam, and it's all right. It's rule. It's like thunder, passion and everything like that. We capitulate and just accept it. But yet still we talk all the time about white supremacy, black and black discrimination, and all that. In a case where these folks left where they come from in Europe and go everywhere we settle in the West world and destroy everything we have and say we have to be under their government, AB and Adamani. That's what they say. And we comply with it. We don't read to know what is government and how they come with AB and Adamani calendar. What was there before? You can't say there was not a calendar before. Original calendar. Before these nasty faggots come and talk about they making an AD and a Dominic calendar of a faggot Jesus character, because Jesus is not a character at any time in the human history. Okay? Just none. Now, so what you think? What am I sensing now? What am I am sensing thing as a person who just start read and follow history. Now, is the Bible above history? Look, if you put the Bible above history, a good description, comparison, it would be like you put a dream that you have above what you know, coherence, knowledge that you function by every day. Why should you put the Bible that has no academic certification and we are brought up with it? It so happened. This is not something that should happen on planet Earth. It has happened. All right. The situation where we believe the Bible and by the people them who totally decimate our civilization. Until now, we are begging bread. We live everywhere we live, then come and possess it. Now, you are a black person and you believe the Bible above the history that tells you what is right, what has happened, what affects you. And you're not into that because Adam and Eve sin in a garden, and a Bible tell you that. No, history don't tell you that. History don't tell you about the wise men follow star to see baby. History don't tell you that there was a virgin birth. The faggot Bible tell you that, and you believe it. You see, so the reading of history is out by these sodomites that push black people out of everywhere. And when I read the history, it is not possible that the white people have taken a proper position, a governmental position. No, they contrive about Jesus Christ. Like they turn the act of demolishing the black people in the Commonwealth of Palestine. They contrive stories that Jesus died for our sins and by stripes were healed. They contrive all of these things. Contrive about Isaiah prophesying Jesus would come and be a king. They contrive every ounce of those. Stop! Okay? Now you tell me, as long as what I'm saying is true, we don't accept the gods. You read about them in the Bible too, because if they were not here, we wouldn't have anything in Africa and nothing around the world to prove that these people were here. Michael Tellinger, scientists go exact spot in South Africa, where everything we read about the Elohim and gold, and it's proven fact. It's not here, it's here. Right? It is the world of sober. The Bible is not of the world of sober. You pass the history, the world of sobriety, and gone to the world of fear itself. When you're talking about Jesus Christ and Adam and Eve in the garden and Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood of the Elohim that make us civilized hybrid. And when we are reading about the blood of Jesus Christ, it's the white sodomite people, and we put out the Bible is not black people's manual. Okay? And that's not saying certain books in the Bible associated with King Solomon or King David that may not be, let's say, a good information. I'm not saying it's not. And I'm not saying there's no good knowledge at all in the Bible. Not saying that either. But I'm talking about creation. I'm talking about human creation, not about the entire universe, but we can talk about that. We can include that too. But make it simpler for us to like get along with this conversation and for a better enlightenment then. You know, we need to talk about the history that tells us about our origin, not the origin of the whole cosmos, right? When we are raised up to respect the church and the Bible that is not certified. And I just discovered this the other day. And looking at the, you know, because look, it's like the world has opened up to me now. It's like the whole world is opened up to me now to judge what is fact from foolishness. And how to get out of the dungeon that the Bible has created for us is to read and understand. And it's what you read become your knowledge, not nothing else. It's not me talking. And because I didn't listen to somebody talking and then talk me stuff. No, I read the source that is the source that is known on planet Earth that tells us about our origin and our creation as human beings and tell us about the white people, how they created too. History tell us that. They don't want us to know what history says about them. You know, long I searched to find out, and it's hard to even come by somebody who knows. You see? And they have done so many things to corrupt the black people, knowing time is against us. They get Africa to shut up. These white people get our African home, and the dance them where run the country over there, nothing but dance, right? And don't have, you know, don't have no backbone, not willing to stand up and proclaim the migration of the gods that brought civilization to earth. The white people want you to think that, oh, they are the civilized one who evolved in the earth. Yet still, where do they, for 1.8 million years, they live in Europe. When they migrate Homo erectus from Africa to Europe, they were there and nothing happened to them. They can only make stone tools. Nothing technical like civilized enlightenment. No. They did not. And it's after... All right. Let's see if I can get this sequence for you because my head is not all that young anymore. And this now is a challenge for me to talk, you know, several issues at the same time, but I'm trying. And what I'm trying to say here is that is that there was no civilization before 450,000 years ago. That's the talk that I know. It's true. There was no civilization at all. While I am saying the history is showing Homo erectus went from Africa into Europe, and the white people are their offspring. Okay? That's what the history says. If you have a history that tells something different, of course I want to see it. I am talking what I am convinced of now by an exposure to reading the information. And there's nothing to challenge what the history says. The Bible sure can't challenge it because any kind of a whatever you call it, put up some good writing from people who were writing books from way back time, you know, about King David, Solomon, and stuff like that. And they, when they went to Palestine, that's what they do. They butcher up the history that is true. Because when they talk about Jesus come, where you think they get the idea from? They get it from the African people in Palestine. It was their expectation or their desire and their wish to see another great politician come to Palestine, able to chase away these same sodomite white people who call themselves Romans, call themselves Philistines, call themselves Hittites, a bunch of other alias names they call themselves. So that today we don't get to identify who did those things in Palestine, because they don't call themselves Romans. You see, Romans that overthrow the king in Italy, Romans that over 400 years go into Israel and conscript the whole place and kill off and chase out the African people and talk about a prophet write about it. So they make up the Bible with Old Testament and New Testament. I think it's white, it's black people do it. No. Not black people make up the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. It's a matter of finding out these things. So now, if you know that enough black people make up the Bible, what are you going to do? Still say Adam and Eve was in a garden, huh? And disobeying God? What God? What God? There is nothing in our history that tells us about a God that make us from Adam and Eve. None. So it's two different worlds. BCE, before the Christ Bible come in, that is full of fallacy, full of fiction. Okay? And if you read the Bible good and pay attention to your words, you will find out what I'm saying. There are a lot of things wrong. I run into people who tell me what they have to be doing to like complete their research, because this old bunch of bag of trash about AD and Adamani, the act of bringing this calendar that they are using now, 2021 years now, that right there, toilet where you shit, not even good shit. What we are governing by and say is government. It just needs somebody to stand up and say it's not, and show the evidence why it's not, and chase out these honest fucking white people out of our territory. That's all we need to do. And because we fail to do it, that is the reason why we see them here. Well, let's see how much longer they're going to be around. Because if you don't want to embrace the historic truth, and you're embracing a Bible, you're not really much of a human being. You may be some tiny fragment of humanity, but if you, with your knowledge, is embracing a Bible that has absolutely not even quasi first grade in school, don't end up the Bible. And think about how educated a lot of preachers are, and neither do they certify that Adam and Eve was really in a garden. They, none of them, PhD and everything like that, they run from you if you ask them about that. They run. Where is your certainty? Where your certainty lie in the confidence of knowledge about your human existence? Where does it lie? In the Bible, right? You're shitting. You are shitting. Your mind, your brain is shitting. Because how could you accept what is totally unreliable? Totally unreliable. And that which is reliable, you don't want no part of it. Your brain is damaged. I am one lone person. And I come to the point, there's hardly anybody who wants to talk to me. And it is justifiable. Because if what I'm saying is it ultimately intelligible, ultimately intelligible, people run away from me because they are just like the way I was before I started to read. You see? And I didn't just snap my finger and understand. I had to read and read a lot. And I begin to see things that, you know, my brothers and sisters and even my blood siblings, only one. Maybe three. That, you know, regards prehistory of humanity before the flood. The rest, they are, you know, toiling hard to please Jesus. You see what I mean? Now, when I come to the intelligent knowledge about the way the world has set up, Elohim who came to earth when there was no civilization at all, no human civilization. They are the ones that create the human civilization. So when you hear the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic and the amount of things that they apologize for, think of how serious it is that they kill black people, kill women, and do all these kind of vicious things. And the law that exists was never applied. The law of Hammurabi. Hammurabi write like 282 law codes. How society is supposed to run. Africa sit over there. Okay? The African people who control the government of the planet. They sit over there like they're just into like one of the, what they call it, the Commonwealth country or something like that. They don't do anything like they govern the world. Can't you see? Something is wrong. Something is more wrong than you and I may think. Because I am just beginning to see things as I read and observe when this happened, when that happened, right? Now I know that these white people don't stand and not even prosthesis legs, because not unless I am my spirit goes out of my body and I'm no longer able to talk, will they stand their position? They don't have a valid position anymore to rule not even dinky flag. Okay? AD and Adamani is not connected to any government traditional law. They come and invent because they are sodomites and they feel like, okay, they are sodomites and they don't care if anybody likes it. But the point is, keep their ass fucking where they come from. Why is that? Black people have a right to live in peace. They want to come and tell you about, no, their world is a different world. Fuck. Their different world is not the world of the science of the African hybrid people. We are connected to the gods that make rainfall and grass grow and everything prosper, good temperature and everything like that. That's right. Now, they have a challenge to fight against tornadoes because that is what's going to final them. You see what I mean? Yes. We just need to petition the gods to send more hurricane and tornadoes and earth shaking. Take these fucking ass white people out of our territories, man. I mean every one of them. They don't have any law to tell me I am wrong to speak against them. I have nothing against them, saving that they are violating the codes of law. And you don't hear nobody say anything about that. And I am only saying it now because I just find out. Right? You don't expect me to talk about it before that. It wouldn't be possible, right? So I am saying here, I am overflowing. I have to be growing out of my dormant self and to, you know, become enlightened. That's what I have to be doing. So I'm fighting the inner devil inside of me and want the precept of civilization to take root, because I grew up and, you know, stunted. I don't know anything. And everything that these satellites set up in the world, I have to be controlled by it. And I'm saying, no, what I'm finding out is that something is wrong. Why Africa allow them to do the kind of take over the African world and write A.D. Anna Domini to kill the African leaders? And Africa says nothing. Full ships with black people to be slaves, you know, and they sell, the white people sell us, you know, to sell us to among themselves and shear up the land, the queen, these people call themselves queen and king of England. It's the black people them kill off and take away the wealth and turn and build up England. And then the same people who they kill, they're answering, I come to England now, see the queen take care of them. Can you see the hypocrisy? Where the world is at, but we will not come out from under these honest fucking white people until A.D. Anna Domini is obliterated completely from people's minds, because it is not a legal instrument. And they are raising up federal law and all these kind of stuff. Now I found out, you know, I have enough legal learning to understand that they cannot comfort. And I share this, I tell you this. Right now, there's nobody to call me right here and tell me the following. No. Call me right here. Prove what I'm saying to be wrong. Tell the world I'm wrong, right? This is the number you call me at. 347-850-1358. Did you get that? It's 347-850-1358. Somebody call me and tell me the U.S. Constitution is an authentic product of government. You know, nobody cannot just go someplace and say they are, you know, setting up a government. You know, could you go, like, to the Bahamas and just for government? No, because there has to be a government there, right? Good. Well, think about when these white people come to America back in the 16th. Now, they already created the calendar, the Anna Domini calendar. So the African people in America, they were not here under A.D. Anna Domini law. They are African. So the government that are just like in Rome, when they overthrow the king in Rome, that was the kingship government in the world on thousands and thousands of years long gone, when they overthrow the king. These whites, nobody knows them to be doing nothing like a political power. Nothing. Mark the date, 509 BC. Right? That's the date when they overthrow the king, the back Roman king, and start calling himself Roman Republic. Then you didn't hear them talk nothing about they were Roman before. And if you look at the writing, the narrative, you will find out that the flaws of their presentation, not even a year and a half toddler would accept it. Because the way they invent things as they go along and call themselves whatever they want to call themselves, or call the black people what they want to call them, and later on, because once the name that they give to the black people catch on, and it's something that about black people. Over a little time passed, they gradually come and take over the name themselves and then push out black people out of the commercial thing that they have to do. This is what these white people do every day. They shift black people out of their blackness. And white people take it on. All right, we talk about rapping. Did white people start rapping? You see what I'm talking about? So everything black people do, they imitate it. Well, so is government. They didn't know they were uncivilized all along. They didn't have language, nothing like that. But now they call themselves Greek. They don't understand that Greek is not the identity of a person. Greek is a language. But you see, they come up with Roman numerals and Roman all kind of a shit. And black people take it on. And you see, they begin to kill us to accept their ways. When we are born, we come up in a system that they were enforcing for our generation to accept. And they are struggling with that today, although they have made a lot of progress with it. Right? But the point is, their hope is rest and keeping what they are doing a secret. Codes, like we're reading the Bible for a long time about Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel and stuff like that. No, until somebody come up and bust that with good history and prove that the Bible is not certified, whatever I said about that. That is hot dash. We'll go into all the world and preach the gospel. And, you know, and until the hen comes and all that. And Jesus was caught up to heaven from some mountain, 5. Those things that we are reading and believing have absolutely no legal or logical grounds. It's not true. You see, so they set up a whole structure and form that we are to take it serious that Adam and Eve sinned by their God. Now, if I go into it with you and show you that none of those things happened, take up the Bible and take up history, and you'll find out none of those things happened. Use their criminality, and like I said, 509 BC. That's when these Sodomites began to be a political force. When they take the place in Europe, not Europe, but in Rome, away from the black Roman government, and make up all kind of a shit and nonsense story about it. Now, when I got into the World History textbook about some 3 years ago and saw this story and begin to read it and understand more and more and more about it until today, oh, I know we are ready for them. Not with guns and no physical weapon. We're ready for them with the historic fact of kingship, law code of kings ruling, civilized society. Let these fucking white shit go back where they come from. If they have a way to get rid of us, well, all right, if they are privileged to do that, well, that's it. I am only concerned about force of the truth is. Face the truth. And I don't have anybody with me here. I'm talking alone. And I'm not sucking the juice from anybody to come and talk. It's what I am encountering in prehistory and our lives. A.D. and Adamani, Jesus and Gregorian calendar. And everybody thinks, oh my God, you know. No, but I'm finding out the history is the legal precedent. The World History Textbook, that nobody's not paying any attention. But if it's certified, though, it's for real. It happened. We can depend on it. Not the Bible. Not the Bible. So what they have in the Bible is trash as ground for they're talking about Christianity. It's all, I mean, mud, fucking ass, and talking trash. I want them, I mean, talk to me, somebody. To me. But I am telling you where civility comes from. It comes from certified prehistory. Okay? And on the ground, the scientists that go there and affirm the place and say, sure, we have to change our history. No, but these white people, they bent on, oh no, the history of the world is from 2014 years, 2021 years ago. No, black people can't come with nothing now because them control everything. Fucking ass, boy. I have never seen anything like this before. But look, they are subjected to leaving the gate of America. Get out or come up. And so what you doing here? Because the train is coming. The train is coming. Because they standing tall and feel like they, oh, they have it all now. No, it's done. It's over and done. You tell people, tell black people, don't look. Don't pay back no money that you owe to the so-called government. Don't pay them back nothing. Right? Because I'm telling you, go into your World History textbook and read about what is government. And you'll find out that these fucking ass infiltrate and coming into America, kill off so many, people here and bring them Christianity. All right. That is done away with now. No, they can't triumph with words because words against them. They triumph with their weapons. Right? But now, the weapon is also dead because they don't have a premise to use their weapon at all, and neither can they do it. Black people must inherit the law, the kingship law that is brought by the Elohim you read about in the Bible. So they try to cherry pick stuff in the Bible to make you believe what they fucking want black people to think so that they can, every single thing that black people have, and be so disrespectful to African people that they have a right to come and invade and kill you and take what you have. Now, what an audacity that is. So them are preaching to Jesus to you in one place, but the next thing them in a Hollywood, a raise hell fucking ass. That's what is going on, and in all of our territory, black, these white fucking ass people, oh, they have AB and Adamani law. Now I am saying, you know what? You can't get me to sign anything AB and Adamani because that's not law. So everything that they have running on as a business is sodomite, contrivance. It's not law. All of the transactions that being done in the United States and wherever else they have AD and Adamani, it's dead because it's a criminal thing. And until, you know, they run on until, you know, when nobody is saying anything about it. All right? That's how long it lived for. Once it is brought out, it's dead. No transaction in United States under AD and Adamani is valid. And I'm telling you that. And if you don't want to take it serious, may you do what you please. But the truth is true. It's not going to change. And if you want to live under bandits that these sodomites doing all kind of thing with black people, and black people don't have a deliverer, right? And all black people can talk about now is Black Lives Matter. You see, and look, what is going on right now? If black people think they are making any headway, they're just surviving. That's all. They're just surviving. But they have not done anything to get rid of the complete white fucking ass problem that stalked African people over the past, you know, 2,600 years. These people come in and swoop down on us after we settled 100,000 years ago, settled in the West, settled all over the world, and they come there everywhere we are. Come with them chicken pox, come with their all kind of a something and kill off the people and kill some, I mean, behead and do all kind of stuff with the black people. And go out there and set up all their mansions and then turn on us and gradually killing us. Now, I'm telling you, you know, tell the truth before you die, please. Tell the truth before you die. These fucking ass white people need to go back where they come from. And they can't live under the spoken truth. So, what I said, the system that they have is bogus. I'm telling you from a legal standpoint, their legality in the United States is bogus, not white people. Right? They have absolutely no legal jurisdiction. Not even by their law. They will not allow any other country to come here. They're talking about Russia, which is their beloved brother anyway. But they're talking about Russia as a different entity. It's not supposed to interfere with the internal business. All right. So what happened? They have a B and a dominant. The black people that they saw in America have kingship government. And there is no law that exists prior to kingship government. Kingship and all that. See, now, they don't want to call themselves king and stuff like that because they overthrew a king. So this democracy that they're keeping up is a whole bunch of trash. And look, they are not educated enough. They are not well-reasoned enough with all the error they make in producing the Bible and other things. Right? So they can't make up. Nobody can just get up and make law like government like that. No. Like I said, there was no government before the Elohim came here. These people were out there in Europe. And, you know, these are the facts that barricade them into their whole bunch of fucking nonsense that they're thinking about. You see, they've been over there 1.8 million. That's what the official history, world history says. Science material. Okay? They're over there all the time and the record shows they were forever uncivilized. Don't have language. They don't have any assets pertaining to civilized life. Never did. They never did. And it's after 1,000 years ago when we were created in Africa, some 200,000 to 300,000 years ago. That's when about 80,000 years passed by. They began to come and invade us with what they call imperial colonialism. I don't want to ask you this. What is imperial colonialism? What law is founded by? These fucking criminals, they come with this whole bunch of trash and claims that they have a right to conquer you and rule you, tell you what type of God you feel worship and stuff like that. I am surprised. I'm shocked in consternation that these fucking fools do such kind of indignified stuff. You know, this elaborate old bunch of fucking foolishness. They used to make a new world order. Well, came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Extraordinary, meticulously researched work. Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing two indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. My friends, remember, the Pope apologized for sins of Catholics. Remember, he apologized for sins of Catholics after 2,000 years of continuous massacring the African people. And the Pope is the vicar of Christ. They are, you know, sadistic faggots who learn these ways to do things and find that the culture of the black people are not abrasive enough to stand up against them. And that has been their hold and their lease and the asset that they steal and say they are government now and they're taking over. Well, I am saying that is not going to go through at all, because they can't do it without proper legal authorization. And they did not create legally authorization. That's the thing about it. If you look at them and think that they did, well, that's if you're under them. But they don't have what to show. That's why I want somebody to call me. They don't pay no attention to when I ask them this. I know what I'm asking. I'm not a fool. I have legal knowledge too. And I know what's wrong from what's right in this context. White people don't have any stand to rule nothing. And what they come with and say, you know what? It was all to come out in the wash. With all of what they have done, right? They're going to find out, draw them up, judgment to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. Precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Hear a little and veer a little with stammering tongue, with stammering lips and other tongue. He will destroy sodomites, folly. Right? So watch them fall out of the intellectual sky. They abuse to seize power is not found into civilized law of the land and earth. But they are saying they have law of the land. But until they can prove that AD and Adamani is a legal bureaucracy according to traditional civilized law, until they can prove that, they have no legal stand. And all the sufferings of the black people are behind them. Black people are free. But when you don't think you are free, then you're in bondage, right? Well, I'm telling you today that black people are free. And here is the world, it's a textbook for them to use. You don't need to go find no lawyer, no nothing, because they're not dealing with their law. They don't have no law to charge you for not one single thing, because they're bogus. It's time. Knowledge is the power. I'm telling you that you're not under a government, under AB, under Tammany. There is no such a calendar. But they make, you know, I mean, just like they fuck ass and don't care about vagina. Pope is a vicar of Christ. Good. All of that stuff. John the Baptist and all that. Them old bunch of contrivance. Bring it all to the table and it all blows up in their faces. So all that been going on, they have to strike down what is in the world is a textbook, not Bible, because that is the spectrum and that is the vastness of their power. AD and Adamani, fucking foolishness. So I want to bring together.
Just one moment. What do you want?
Okay. I am back. I beg your pardon. Yes. This is another day, and I don't think anybody has a count on how many days have come and gone since the solar system began to roll, right? So there are more days.
All right, good. I cut off.
Yes, we are in a time now where what has happened since these white people have taken over the world with their sodomy. I mean, this nasty stinking stuff about being a sodomite and you're running the world, taking over a civilized world. No, look. You know what? I must have been sent, you know, into life for something. Because what I am seeing and the years of my life is something that I accept first. So that throughout my experience, when I come to find out that, you know, I don't have anybody with me except who's in my head. So if we born with intelligent genes, well, we, you know, and we keep on coming into the world, well, you know, we come with what we are. Well, I come with what I am. I'm not white. I'm not an Indo-European. I'm a black man, a little black man too. I've never been violent. I've never been a criminal or anything. I'm well behaved, and I was following what I understand to be the cleaner way of life, Christianity. That's what I was following. Nobody was teaching me sodomy. Now I'm learning about the institution of Christianity, and it's the trick that they work and back people to think that Christianity is a good thing. It's the reason why we don't know that. You see, but they are that smart enough to, like, diversify the church. Now you have the Islam, you have Christianity, and you have Judaism. And these things are not created by black people, not created by the history that black people write. and they are busy, busy pumping out these whole bunch of fucking foolishness into the black people's minds. That's what they do. I am not having any problem to see the difference between BC and AD. I don't have a problem to see that. And what has changed. So when I read and see this, I know I cannot go in the route the Bible is taking me. I just can't. Until I'm reading, I'm finding out more and more things now about what happened with their existence and how long they've been around and what happened in Europe, and that Europe and the Western world has nothing in common. So the hybrid people grew up into villages in Africa until, you know, they were mature enough to go out. So 100,000 years ago, which would be like about 150,000 years after the Elohim created us, about 150,000 years after they came here, they created us. And it is like we spend a lot, say another another 100 or more thousand years before we left Africa. 100,000 years now. And we come to settle in other places. Because we are not like these folks who stay stuck in the psychological state where they can't become civilized. They can't get enlightened and begin to do things, count and give themselves names. They don't have they never have any designation at all. Designation, civilized designation, right? And here we have the account that we can look at and trail it.
Oh, you're rolling the thing. Oh, I heard the sound, you know. We'll have on the earpiece. All right.
We have the record to look at and see what happened, what is possible from what is impossible. And because we are grown up into this disadvantaged state, these white people taking disadvantage of us. But what has happened is what I did not know, and I'm coming into the understanding that history is providing, that it is after we are leaving out of Africa that some of our people connect up with these sodomites, and they are always looking for a higher breed to interact with so they can become more interesting. Yes, because they were Homo erectus. And later, they interbreed up with the Neanderthals. And changes in the world. Serious changes. This, what we are seeing today, that you cannot get rid of them easily at all. Because it's like from 2,600 years now, these guys are terrorists on the ground and doing everything to make the world be what they want it to be. It's not even the world that Homo erectus wanted, because Homo erectus didn't know if he wanted anything. That's what they were. But they make themselves more interesting interbreed with the Neanderthal, because Neanderthal was up the line from their second humanoid development. Therefore, they put on more human value. And it's the reason why they were able to interbreed with the African people. And that went on like about after we left Africa like 80,000 years, and they began to go on with antics with our ancestors. And now, from where we are, looking back in the past, 12,000 years since they begin to become, to learn the way a civilized kind of life. Yes, so they interbreed with us, and a lot of white people, you can see, are not white, but they are white, right? And that's where their camp. They are a culture, a sodomite culture, white people. Now, they call themselves proto. Proto mean like the best. They are the best form of white people. Okay? So, now, they know what it is to be black. These Homo erectus white people, they know what it is to mingle with better class, because better human, because, see, the Neanderthal was, the Neanderthal came from Homo sapiens. See that? The Neanderthals came out from the wise Homo sapiens. You get that? Good. And then when these Homo erectus met the Neanderthals, they interbreed up with them. So they became a higher level human. So that when they met the black people ancestors 100,000 years ago, coming out from Africa, it was like about, you know, 80,000 years we settled down and become who we are to become in our settlement. They begin to come after us after they spent 12,000 years learning to be. So now, you can, as you can see, they learn well. They learn well. I mean, come on, man. They are very, very, I mean, enlightened academically. But guess what? They can't get rid of the original genome of the Homo erectus. They are not. They will never be civilized human beings. They cannot be civilized human beings, because creating the black people, all of a sudden, when nobody was around, the God created the hybrid. You read about it in the Bible. There's nothing else created. But now the white people want to hide, because they knew that they were there almost 2 million years, and they couldn't light a match. They could make a fire and make stone tools. That's about it. But they couldn't weave clothes. They couldn't establish no building or not like that. No. They talk about they were on the steppe. You see, southeast of Europe. You see? They don't want the truth to be known. They're that smart now that they are doing all the churching that they make up. So they make a world for people to live like them. Fuck ass. Fuck ass. That's all they want. No. Consider a sodomite culture unique. And they are the only unique group of people on planet Earth. Because they interbreed up, and you think it's good, you think it's nice, because I mean, people interbreed and the skin may look, you know, different and stuff like that. I know the skin that is doing it is what the hormones are going to turn out to be once you mix up that blood. What they are doing here today. Look at what they are doing here today. and forcing people to accept it. Now, you know, if the gods don't do something for us, we are doomed. And one of the ways that the gods able to help us is if they put it in somebody, if they put the force into somebody, not to go fight war, not as what they call Annabelle or something like that, but with what they call the great general of Africa. The point is this, you know, why, if Annabelle was a great general like they're talking, because you see, they have some things up here they're talking about, Annabelle, the great general, military general. I have a doubt if it's true, because all what they're writing about this guy and stuff like that is, you know, these guys are managed and they write all kind of things and create a world that you just don't understand. You see? And this is how they come to set up this new world order. If the gods don't help us out of our ignorance, we are not going to get away from this. They're going to make us fuck ass. That's what they are after. That's what the Bible is about. You see, because the story is there, and I am reading it. There is no way that we will get away from these people, because they're very intelligent, well-read, articulate, and they can, you know, maneuver a lot of things. But guess what? The basic truth is just the basic truth. You see? And it's not like they have a superior knowledge, because in every given field, we have better people, disciplined people, than white people. They learn. They have to learn from the African people. Anywhere they go and invade and conquering, they come and learn how to survive on that venue. That's what they do. And then kick you out. Now, so I'm telling you, unless we find the legal reason, like it is A.D. Anadaman, they're making that up, and as long as they get us to be convinced of it, then they'll have control. But now, you know, if out of the clear blue, a root out of the dry ground come up, can handle that. Now, it's for people to get accustomed to the truth and not no faggot Jesus, no character of a real Jesus Christ. And to show you that they are playing a big manipulative game, they shift away from the blackness of the people that they stole from and give it a white appearance, like Jesus, for example. The story was not about any European white people crucified on any cross, because it is the white people who were crucifying the black people in Palestine. So what they are doing now is making more and more the world that they want, and the few black people that are left around are fully brainwashed to live like sodomites. Because first of all, you've got to see the problem and get rid of it before your life is safe. They don't care about your life as it is. They want to downgrade the black people as it is. That's what they are working on. So it means if there's no interruption, that is what is going to happen in a little. That's what is going to happen. It's not going to happen. Because they are not doing anything that is based on legitimate law, and they want to come and say they are making law, and we are living under it now. If we don't shake it off, you will become sodomite. No joke about it, because right now I'm dealing personally with issues that affect what they are doing, and I'm revolting. I'm saying no. You see, it's with Twitter and a bank Capital One Bank. You see what I mean? Because they don't have the authority that we think they have. We do not. You see, and you ask any lawyer about the Constitution, any lawyer, you know, says, let me ask you a question. How did this, the Constitution came about? And ask about A, B, and Adamani. What is the basis of it? Ask them that, and you will see why they run from you. So, like I said, I don't have anybody that I am dealing with. I'm not in a group. I don't belong to nobody's company. I belong to the information that I am reading and I understand. And with the level of reading I have to read and understand this kind of stuff, if I am right and you are onto something else, you're wrong, because it's only one right. And I don't claim to know everything. So if somebody has, you know, a higher understanding about governmental jurisdiction, you know what I mean? You know, I mean, give it to me. Because I went to some a little law college. I went to a little college, a legal college, right? So I learned about real law, the principle of law. And look, what they have, like, that come from England and come to the United States. Where do you think they get it from? From what they call Old Testament law, right? Old Testament Bible. Whatever has been in what they call Bible today, and that is history of the black people. They disfigured it. These white people, they disfigured it. And make out of black people anything they want, because guess what? We were not enlightened enough to disagree with anything they say. Because they read, they're good readers, and they begin to make a lot of sense and be serious about it. They are lawyers, doctors, and architects, and all kind of sophisticated people, white people today. Right? So if you know the basic truth and they are against the basic truth, you got them. You got them. Because nobody cannot break up the rule of etymology. You can't. Word science process, you can't handle if you don't go about it the right way. Things in the world have not changed. They're what they are, and words are made up to address things. Right? So just go about it right. And I'm telling you right now, all what these white people say they have, they don't have a thing like they think it is, because they are under the government that they say they make up and pulling black people underneath it. Nothing goes like that on planet Earth. There's nothing civilized about that. Right? And they want to make like all the facts that tells history about our origin and how we were created hybrids. They don't want no part of that. They want you to read the Bible about what they create and talk about attacking serpents. And these things don't make no sense. You know, they're fucking too much, you know. I mean, you know, look, your sexuality is what determines your civility. You see? And when they want to make attractions and all kinds of different things that takes your way or blind your spiritual eye inside of you. You see, they are into hardcore criminal drugs and all kind of debauchery. These white people, that's what they are into. And those that you see talking about, they are Christians. Now, it works. It can tell you that they are Christians. You better just know that, hey, put your guards up. Because there is nothing good about Christianity. That's the depth of what I understand, what I read. There's no such a thing about Adam and Eve. And nothing what these black, white people say. And they delve into everything that's taking you over into the ditch over there. You see? And once you believe what they are saying, you are in the ditch with them. They know that. And they're going to do all kind of things to make you feel happy and all that kind of thing. And, you know, you are disconnected from civilized knowledge about your existence. And they don't want none of that. Why do they not write what history says about hybridization of the black people? Why they do not? They're not doing it because they find out that they're going to be subjugating themselves to the power that rules civilization. And they don't want that. So they want, you know, to have the position where they have laws that favor them. And that's what they do now. So now they can go to Europe, go to Africa and kill Gaddafi, go to Iraq and kill Saddam, and they, you know, and they get black people to support them like Powell, Colin Powell. You see, we don't have black people protecting the institution of kingship black people and the calendar that provide for us liberties and everything that makes us royalty. Black people are royalty. White people never royalty except through the wealth that they have stolen from the black people and make themselves all what they want to be. But they are not royalty by any means. They are nasty criminals, dishonest, and don't know what to do with themselves besides try to imitate black people ways, because that's all they're doing. And make it seem like, no, they originate everything. So let them go back to Europe and go fuck their own asses. Not in our territory. I don't have no qualms at all. No pity saying that, because they don't belong here in the first place. They come here because they intended to turn us into sodomites. If you look at the way they travel and they left their homelands and stuff like that, they never intend to go back. And they came here where we are, they saved with their own stinking, you know, fucking mouth and said they come here to better themselves financially. Why they come here to us? Everywhere we are, they go there. They don't go where we were not. Now, so I'm telling you what it is. Listen. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And now, you know, I just get in the right mood because sometimes I'm tired and feel distressed. Now, when I'm talking this stuff now, it's a ultimate type of feeling. Now, let me come around to the feature subject. The title says, to know all possible required things, go good word use. Prehistory, not Bible. If you want to know everything you're required to know during your lifetime, use words properly. Understand what they are saying to you, and you decide what you're going to do with the information. It has to be prehistory. No ifs, ands, or buts. Not my opinion or my idea. It has to be the history. And if you question the history, you are hopeless and helpless. Anybody want to tell you, oh, I'm on right, that's something like that. They're taking your eyes off your target, making it look someplace else. So trivialize to shoot the bullet, and then you're not going to gain anything. Go good word use. Prehistory, not the Bible, because the Bible don't have anything to give you. So all the black people that you see out there, educated and all that, are talking about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. They have not read the history like I have read it. And understand the difference between BCE and AD. The world before Christ. before the Christ that the white people talking about in the Bible, what that world was like, was civilly, was uncivilized, was the church back there? No. Only religion. And what is religion? It's a pagan thing. It's polytheism thing. If you don't know that distinction, you will be under the New World Order. Fucking ass New World Order. And, you know, I thought about something. Since the white people put the black people in distress, and especially in Palestine and the other places, America, they put black people under distress because they say they have government controlling you and you have to abide by their law and you don't have nobody coming up and resist what they say. So black people fall under the control of the white people. Right? They fall under the white people. And I am saying that the word we are speaking every day, and we are speaking because we have done pretty much a lot of reading too. But how are we reading the Bible so profusely and done everything in the interest of what the Bible says? And we don't find out that we're not finding any error with the Bible. God is perfect still. Even when God is not perfect at all, we still see God as perfect because there is no other God. But you don't read the issues and the way the world exists and the way we come into existence. So what people have we exactly where they want us? So I want to read to you the excerpt that I have here. Wrong, confused use of etymology words send your life out of control. That is a fact. You have to remake yourself over after the white people that take you through the church. You have to get out by using your brain, because they have your brain all sucking in all kind of a virus in there, and you need to scour out those things. So you have to use a word purge, knowledge of word, to purge out the nonsense you find inside of yourself, not anybody else. Because the truth will make you free. The truth will make you see, right? And then your understanding kicks in. And if your mind is not sane, you cannot achieve knowledge, good knowledge. And the knowledge is to make you have control over yourself, make you become whole person, right? And so, let us talk about this. A, knowledge and belief are not only distinct attitudes, but they also have a distinct and proprietary objectives. Whereas belief, the noun belief, can be true or false. Knowledge is neither, but belief is a necessary condition for knowledge. I strike that because that is not true. Right? Now, you're not going to know if this is true unless you are deciphering the words and the effect the word is having on what's being said. True or false? They're saying that knowledge can be true or false. Now, in some sense, true, but to use it in this context, I disqualify that. Because the context of knowledge that we are talking about is not every form of knowledge when we concern about proper use of words. Knowledge, the context of knowledge that I am talking about is taken from certain type of prepared material that starts off in a coherent context and sustain the dignity of the context throughout what is said. What I mean. So why I'm disqualifying what is said here about knowledge is neither true or false. You know, just like you would say belief can be true or false, knowledge is neither. Right? So if the knowledge in context is not good knowledge, you know, then it don't make no sense. So leave the ambiguousness out of knowledge and make knowledge be truly logical and reliable. Right? So we're not talking all kind of knowledge. We're talking about good knowledge there. Okay? But listen to this. But belief is a necessary condition for knowledge. Now, in what way is belief necessary for knowledge? In what way belief support knowledge? If it does, if you can find a context for that, it is remote and need not be discussed here, because you can't talk about belief in this way if you're talking about coherent process. You don't believe stupidly with coherent process, because it would have ruled out the disorderly use of the word. You have to deal with belief based on etymology. You don't come up here and modify of belief, the act of belief, not belief. Belief, the doing when you commit yourself. So you either believe by speaking or show a sign, nod your head or something, right? So what this person says in this paragraph, I dismiss it 100%, because whatever little thing is in there, it's not appropriate to speak this general, because you're not helping a lot of people when you do it. You see what I mean? Language is a science, and you have to use it in the highest degree where people can reach the highest peak of understanding. But if you start telling people that, you know, belief is, you know, belief can be true or false. But, all right, that's true. But what are you doing with that? What can you depend on? Because it can be true or false. We're not dealing with the process of, you know, of coherent process, or, you know, I mean to, like, to set something forth. We're not setting anything forth by talking about belief can be this, be either true or false. No. Talk about if somebody say, I want the truth. They don't want true or false. They want the truth. No, this person writing this is writing like a first grader who don't know what it's like. All right. Now, it goes on to say, But belief is a necessary condition for knowledge. You know, I don't want to hear none of that because it's not helping the process of understanding a message when somebody's telling you something. It's not playing on into helping that. Position is known, is necessary for knowledge. The truth of the proposition, if known, if the truth of the proposition is known, so the proposition is either the truth or knowledge, right? And he says, in this case, belief as a proposition. The truth of proposition, if known, if you know the truth, that is involved the belief. Is necessary for knowledge. So if the truth of what you believe, or if the truth of your belief, if the truth of it is known, this, the writer is saying it is necessary for knowledge. What how does that help anything here? Teaching me when to believe something from when not to believe it. Because you're saying, if it is known. Now, wait a minute now. I know, I find even something, I mean, something very, very terrible, wrong with what's being, with this statement that the truth of the proposition, if known, is necessary. So wait a minute now. Why would you believe into something that you don't know anything about? Isn't it like you believe into something spurious, specious? You can't put your hands on it. All right, and even if it is intangible, you still need certain kind of evidence to shore up that, okay, this is something that exists. But when you don't have any level of existence in what you believe in, it's not worthwhile talking about. All right, so we go to B, knowledge. Knowledge is a noun, right? It is a name, right? It is a noun. Facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education. That's knowledge. So why would you say it's neither true or false? It's knowledge. Now, and as long as you say it's knowledge, you can go far and say, well, some knowledge are not good. You can start stipulating that. But is that the context what we're talking about now? Or we are talking about refinement. We're talking about refinement, right? The position when knowledge, like it says, facts, information. So when you say information, it's in the context that the information is facts. You see, because you're not going to make something your knowledge and it's not known yet if it is a fact. Why? You know, you can't carry around proposition in your head and use the proposition like fact. No. So you have got to get it up to the level where knowledge is fact. Information. That is fact. Skills. that is positive and good, acquired by a person through experience and education. So that this is not foolishness you're talking about. If you believe in something, if I know, is that miscellaneous, you know, domestic thing that you can take somebody's word. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about when you can just assume and take somebody's word for it and depend on it because you know you can trust them. I know that's what we are talking about. So this is how the church keep people in darkness. You will be always confused in things you do. You see, because there is a difference when you have the classification of the thing, rah-rah-rah, in the correct position, then you're talking a whole bunch of ambiguous proposition and keep on. Like I talked to a friend of mine. And so we come to a position. We are to nail something down. He's off saying something that is not really cutting this stuff. You see what I mean? So you go on, you talk about this and that and come back and then we don't even have the deuce of really, really what we're talking about. All right. So deal with it, hold it in context, and that's the way we human beings are to deal with stuff because we have adversary in the world that is, screwing up everything that is right. All right. So we know that when you go through experience and education, you know, we don't talk about things that is not known. You are educated, you have experience and stuff like that. So we're talking about things is at a level where we are doing all right. We are doing all right. We don't need to be afraid of anything. Somebody with education and experience. You see what I mean? They know what they're doing. So we don't talk about uncertainty in the process here. No. The theoretical or practical understanding of a subject, right? You got it down in that context. So, nonsense. Now, that goes on. We're going to see now. Let's go to see. Believe is the doing word, right? So believe is a noun, right? Believe is a noun. Yes. And believe. So belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, belief, that's a noun. And believe is what you do, B-E-L-I-E-V-E. Right? Belief is... means, no, wait a minute. What did I do here? Something. I made an error here. Got to correct this. Belief. Right. Belief is an acceptance. It is a noun, right? Belief is a noun. B-L-I-E-F and B-L-I-E-V-E is a verb, right? So now we are on the right track, as far as I know, with the proper way to handle word that is a science and has a lot of definitions to choose from, when you are packaging your statement. And so it says here, we are at C. Yes, so believe is a verb. It's the act that you commit to become a believer. And somebody can ask you about your belief, right? You're not believing. Well, yes. Well, after you believe, then you will stay a believer, right? After you believe, the next phase of it, you are a believer. And somebody can ask you about your belief. The noun. Yeah. So I hope that we're making some clarity with this. To have faith. To have faith is an act, is a belief, is a belief. You are doing the belief, you're doing the act of getting or connecting with something, not nothing. Because, you know, believe in nothing. You must believe in something. And when you don't know that something and you have yet to connect with that something, you must be careful. You don't need to believe. You don't need to believe. You need to know. You see? So belief can help you to position yourself. If you believe into something and you want to be connected with it, you could say, what is going to move you towards that thing? Well, it's like the person say, I have this and I can give it to you, right? You want to follow me? I'll give it to you. So, do you believe anything here? If I'm offering you something, and I say, and you say, oh, okay, that's all right. Now, but what is your position? You don't see it. I say, I have it home or somewhere, and would invite you, you know, or that I can bring it to you, or you permit me to. So where is belief? How does belief, our belief, come into play here? Where am I at with believing? Did I believe that you have the thing to give me? Did I put my trust in you, or I just accept? It depends on what your attitude may be, because you may be in a position that this person may not be somebody that you know very well and stuff like that. So it depends on what position you're in. But if a person say they have something and would you like to have it, and you say, oh yeah, you have one, yeah. Now, you know, it's not the right word to address that situation. It's not believing. Some element of believing may be in there, but at the stage where you decide whether or not you should accept what the person is giving you or not, it's not the act of believing is there. Something else. It's some other decision-making word that you are under while you tell the person yes. Right? Some little trust is into what you are saying when you say yes. But it's not the denotative thing. You may just feel like it's all right to tell him to, you know, yes, I want it. Right? But you don't have a lot going on it, like say, I believe him. I believe he has it and stuff like that. No, not like that. You just assume the person may have it, and if they have it, yes, that's right. So assumption is not believing, really. It's not right for you to say, well, then, are you believe your work fine? The belief is not. Is not the denotative energy, right? So therefore, we have to know where the energy is weighing a lot on a word before you put it in, because what happens when there is another, a better appropriate word to use? You don't want to use a word that is light with energy in what you're saying. You want the most heavy. You see what I mean? It makes a lot of difference. I know it's true because I have been in the situation where I am making decisions which word to use. This one can be used, that one can be used, or the other one can be used. But which one you really want to nail it down with? You see what I mean? Do you want to say less of what you mean to say? Or you want to put the full amount? You have to understand words in that sense to be most effective in what you do for your good and the good of others. All right. Now, so it goes on to say, have faith. When you have faith and confidence, it's a verb. Each time you express faith in something, it's a verb. It's something you're doing mentally. And sometimes you do physical things to show your faith as well. All right? All right. Have faith, confidence in the existence or worth of one, don't believe in ghosts. Two, to accept as true. Don't believe everything you read. Three, to accept the word of they didn't believe me. Four, to hold on. To hold on opinion. You don't put belief in that. You don't put belief in an opinion that cannot be proven. You don't do that. Because an opinion can be one or two things. It's either something you know for sure. That's an opinion. That's a knowledgeable opinion. But what happens when you're assuming and you express an opinion based on your assumption? It's not the same. There are two different contexts that. So you have positive opinion and you have negative opinion. So if you don't know what you're talking about and you want it to be accepted as the fact, you don't get that happen. You don't get that to happen. All right. So it says, four, to hold an opinion, think I believe I'll have more time later. Right? That's neither here or there. You handle that whichever way you feel to do it, but you wouldn't put down 100 act of believing when it is uncertain. All right? You don't do that. All right. Now, D, is believing in Jesus a good thing? Is believing in Jesus a good thing? Absolutely not. We cannot prove the existence of God, but there are many reasons why belief in Christians have always believed that Jesus was not just a good man, but the the Lord, or, you know, whatever, divine, right? No. Why should you believe in that? You believe in that because you're not mature, you are not enlightened about things and position that you should take with things that you really don't know. Because when you don't know, you don't know. It's not there. You don't know. It could be there. But what happens when you're acting on something that is not so? You know what I mean? It's a stupid thing to do. That's what is believing in Jesus is. Because in the Bible, you can't prove that any Jesus was talking in the Bible, although they write a lot of things that Jesus said this and Jesus said that. And it can be proven nothing don't go so. No prophet don't put Jesus on the map. It's lie. There was no prophet nor nothing on the Adam and Eve in a garden. So that's the problem here in understanding words and how you are acting and you're in a part, because it's important is your thoughts that's going to lead you to do both tangible and intangible things. So let's go to E. Did wise men follow? What's your position on that? Did wise men follow a star? The star of Bethlehem, the Christmas star, appears in the nativity story. Your nativity story. Who write the nativity story? Do you know? All right. And if you don't know, what do you do with that? Believe it too? Uh-huh. The star of Bethlehem, our Christian star, appears in the nativity story of the Gospel of Matthew, where wise men from the East, Magi, are inspired by the star to travel to Jerusalem. Here they met King Herod and Judea. Met Herod of Judea and asked him. Many Christians believe the star was a miraculous sign. Jesus knowing in the Bible, so how could you get a star carrying men to see the baby? That's not true. Yes. So yes. So they were inspired by the star. And, you know, I mean, yes. All right. This is what they're saying. Right? And it is testing our sense of whether you believe something, it's right to believe it or not. That this is good. This is a good exercise. Because it's talking about, you know, your belief, the set of things that you believe in, the act, you do the act of believing in it. Should you have reason, strong reason to believe in something? Because it means to accept. It don't mean like it's just a closed hanger, a cliffhanger stuff. You see, so you have to decide whether or not believing in something is like a contract you're signing. You see, so when you don't have a good sense of the thing or of a person and you're believing in them, you're committing a crime against yourself. Because the way we are using the word believe is the way the Sodomite church teaches us. Something like God went out there. Lord, where you read that there are kind of wicked foolishness in the Bible. And then want to say, well, then you have to accept it because I do it. No, that are not true. Words are what teach us what's right from what's wrong. Get to know words. You hear? So it goes on here. Christianity and star and all them kind of thing. These are things that are uncivilized. But the white people then bring in the world to tie up your head so you don't know the right moves to make. And a lot of things. You see? All right. I am never going to tell you to trust me. If you ask me if I think I'm trustworthy, well, I am at liberty to say yes or no, you know, or to be trusted with certain things. It's for me to say yes or no. But for me to volunteer or to, you know, to just gratuitously ask you to trust me. Anybody where I tell you, say, you can trust them. You better think what you're doing. Because the thing is, you shouldn't trust anybody unless you have a fear, well, knowledge. You have fear knowledge that they can be trusted. You have to see the mark of trust on them, right? So it goes on to say that here they met King Herod of Judea and asked him, many Christians believe the star was a miraculous. To believe that and act upon it is a whole bunch of crime you committed against yourself. And then you start believing it like you know it for real, and you will argue with people and vex with people because they don't respect your beliefs. You know what I mean? All these things are going on because of the church. All right, now, I think I have done like the best I can do with that. And I feel like there is something there that I would, I think someone can get something from what I have been trying to get forward, right? Now, I want to take you to something else and tell you about exactly an additional idea that is on the table I'd like to talk to you about. Give me just a second. Now, let me tell you something. It bothers me that the white people are looking at us and expect us to act pleasant and nice to them, the white people. And especially that they are in control of all the wealth that we have and the laws and everything that protect the white people. So that I'm reading, I'm finding this knowledge here. To see the way they are like in energy form. White people are not civilized. It doesn't matter what education, how much education they have. It doesn't matter what skill they have, how much they value, maybe billions of dollars or something like that. But they are uncivilized. Just think of any one of the many things that they have done to the black people. And they, in one way or the other, they are in America, a place that they don't belong. And they are having a government that have treated the black people like they are not anybody of worth. Right? And they are all from the same honest fucking culture. Okay? So you can't think good about white people in that sense. And me not weeding out that you deal with some people on a social basis, white people, and they are all right. But they are living in a circumstance that is against you as an African person. they are. Whether or not, there is no problem between you and them. But the principality in the air of the American people, the principality is what white people support. They are taking all the benefits that belongs to black people away because of criminal vandalism and what you call it there, marauders, attacks, and destruction of the black people's way of life, and they are using their own sodomite culture to displace the African people. Yes, that's what is happening. Clearly, how do you take that? Not unless you don't have a concern about, like for example, were we to go to Europe and try to do the same thing to them? We never did. We never have any reason. We never have no intention. They are the one who learned little civility from us and come after us after to use the civilization that they have. While they still remain on a fucking culture. Come here and the kind of thing they do. They don't behave with a civilization awareness. With a civilized awareness. That we, the kind of people we are, they don't care because they look on themselves as the higher people them. And if you ask them, were they in Europe 1.8 million years and was never civilized, didn't produce anything civilized, nothing. If you ask them that, so how did you get to do all these things? Since when? Right? The history tells us. Over 12,000 years or so ago, when they try to become like butterfly out of a caterpillar, basically. But look, they can't erase their genome. You see, where they are getting excited about a person's honors and find a lot of reasons. So it shows that their hormone is not like the civilized person. And they want to make us to be sodomites. That's what the Bible is about, because the Bible don't have the provision to save no Jesus, because that story don't exist as truth at all. What I'm trying to tell you, the amount of things that they came to America and other places and done to the black people, not the white people. I'm going to read a few excerpts for you, three of them. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found ancient Israel to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel. The next one is this. For example, the Puritan massacre of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again, they did it on July 14, 1637, deemed by the Puritan to be directed by God, Captain John Mason declared, God doth his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them a fiery oven, my friends. Can you imagine anybody civilized would be saying these things? And when they talk about what they do directed by God, they don't have a civilized sense that would make this be acceptable, that they have done such egregious stuff. This is like blind. This is like cut off from any kind of civilized thinking. For them to say it was just two massacre. Those two massacres. For them to say it was directed by God. Now, what does it to know that these Sodomites are mad people? It shows you. This is telling you. But I'm not just saying that because I'm angry or anything. I'm saying it as a matter of fact. I mean, what civilized people would do such a thing and say it was directed by the God in the Bible? And you're talking about they are invaders. So if you think the white people are good company, you make a sad mistake. Very, very sad mistake. You know, layers and layers of ignorance and civilized nature in the white people. They're interbreeding and all like that and get a little more enlightenment. But don't take out the beast outside of them. You see? Because they celebrate over everything that destroyed the black people and elevate them. 4th of July coming up. Okay? The last one is the opinions most persistently and widely held among American evangelicals today is that America had essentially Christian America had essentially Christian origins. That's a lie. Cold lie. Because they came to America. They came to America in the 60s, the early 60s. Right? And they are saying that we were Christians. America existed long before they came here. So why talk about we had Christian origins? No, Christianity would only come here the time when they brought it here. So making it seem like before they came here, Christianity always had Christian heritage. That's a lie. They rest heavily on an appeal to the Puritan heritage. You hear that? They, we African people rest heavily on the influence of the Puritan heritage as the most influential Reformation, Sodomite Reformation they're talking about, shaping American culture. What is American culture? Polytheism. So if you think these people are not telling you in act and in word that they are getting rid of the African people by they coming in and we accept their rule as government law when they don't have any government law at all, none, never. It's assumption that they are government and because they have a whole bunch of weaponrific people. No, I tell you what, I don't have any fear whatsoever at all to speak the historic truth. And anything that they are up to, that's their business. I'm up to a different business, and I'm not up to taking a gun and go there and shoot nobody. I am not of the mind to do any uncivilized thing to nobody at all. Moreover, white people, they have their place to go and relive their lives. Okay? If they want to go out and live like African people, that's their business. They have a right to go back home and live like sodomites. But don't come out among us and say, you're going to live like sodomites. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. That don't have any fruition. Get up and take whatever you're going to take. Take it and go with it. But get out of African territory. No joke about that. That's about what I have to say today. And may you be blessed. And remember, it is, you know, to talk about the Bible God as a God, you are totally gone out of your mind. You can't be holding on Bible God as a God. Go and start to read real good history that tells you exactly how we come about. None of it, not in the Bible. So take good care. Blessings. Thank you.